Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Hello and welcome to the program. This week, we take a fresh new look at attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and Camille Guthrie. Stay with us. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is the most common behavioral disorder that starts during childhood. A person with ADHD finds it very difficult to focus on any one thing without being distracted.
They seem to be easily distracted from schoolwork or play, very forgetful. They seem to be in constant motion or unable to stay seated. In fact, it says that the ADHD child, when he's supposed to sit, he's standing. When he's supposed to be standing, he's running. And when he's supposed to be running, he's climbing.
That was Director of Child and Adolescent Mental Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Judith Leiber. It's quite normal for children to be energetic and hyper, and because of that fact, children below age 7 are not generally diagnosed as having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
We really diagnose this disorder when it is above and beyond what you'd expect for the child's age and stage of development. And these symptoms have to be manifested in two settings.
Above age 7, when a child is diagnosed with ADHD, parents and guardians will need to consider treatment options. Here are the two major choices.
We always start with behavior treatment. And even before behavior treatment, there's what we call psychoeducation. So that's where we sit down with parents and try to tell them about the disorder. We encourage them to also go and do their own research. We also try to tell the child something at their level as well as to what's happening.
Did you know that 50% of children with ADHD also have a learning disability? Because of that, they need to be provided with structure and frequent supervision, and that is not limited to the home.
We recommend that if possible, have this child sit in one of the front desks, not at the back. Usually sometimes what happens, a child like this may give so much trouble that they are relegated to the seat by the door, and then they are, you know, totally lost.
It can be quite difficult caring for children with ADHD, as they just can't seem to keep still. And it may appear as though they make a concerted effort to do everything you ask them not to. But as parents, you'll have to remind yourself that your child has a disorder, and therefore his or her actions are not deliberate. Here are some quick tips to help you deal with your ADHD child. First of all, stay calm. If as a parent you become out of control, that will cause a child's anger to become even more escalated, and the result of that encounter will be non-productive. So breathe. Woosah, and calm down. Next is to give your child the chance to make wise choices. You can do this using a technique called structured choice. This is when you give your child two choices that steer him or her in the right direction. So instead of asking, "What do you want for breakfast?" ask, "Would you like cereal or an egg sandwich for breakfast?" Next is to avoid silencing a headstrong child. Does this sound familiar?
Janelle? No more TV for the night. Turn it off.
But Daddy's weekend. Why do I have to turn it off now?
Because I said so.
Except in cases where a child may be in trouble and just needs to do as is said, you may want to consider dealing with this particular issue in a slightly different way. What that does is turn a spirited, willful child into one that never questions the authority and accepts all that is said just because his or her parents said so. The next tip in dealing with children with ADHD is to create a routine that will assist the child in developing some form of structure. And finally, when they seem to be acting out, correct them, but be minimal with punishment.
We discourage physical punishment. We encourage a lot of what we call reward contingency management. So sometimes, let's say a child who always forgets to brush his teeth or something, you may set up a kind of point system. If you remember to brush your teeth without me having to tell you 5 days a week, then you get some kind of reward on the weekend. Those kind of what we call behavior modification programs have to be put in.
Director of Child and Adolescent Mental Health in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Judith Leiber. And on that note, we have come to the end of this week's program. I'm Camille Guthrie inviting you to join me again next time for another program.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.